Episode 1318 is Abundance Enough.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. How was your weekend? Can you believe it's already Monday? I know. You didn't want to get up, but guess what? Today's a new day. You're going to fill your heart with joy. And we're going to dive deep because it's Mindset Monday. Is abundance enough? Plentifulness? Bountifulness? Let's dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, before we get too far involved, I just have to say congratulations to my sister-in-law. She has a brand new baby. I am an auntie of an adorable, beautiful little girl. Oh, my niece is precious. Little Maggie Moo. Okay, that's what I'm calling her. She doesn't know that yet, but it's just going to go. It's going to be her new nickname. I am so excited that you are now here with us and we can hug you tight. Congratulations, Mom and Dad. We cannot wait to see the joyful blessing in our family. Okay, now with all of that, we've got to ask the question and answer it. Is abundance enough? As your day fills with busyness, is abundance enough for living your purpose? The abundance to get done what you scheduled, to live out your dreams, and to run the race so many wish they were winning. What have you envisioned for your life? Have you even thought about that recently? Maybe with school beginning to get back into the swing of things, you're like, huh, new season. Maybe it's a certain job. You know, you've worked so hard to obtain that degree that you so longed for. Maybe recognition for all your hard work as a community leader. Maybe the time just to enjoy being an incredible mom and wife to your family. Abundance is defined as plentifulness of the good things of life. Prosperity, bountifulness, a plentitude of goodness. Isn't that a fun word to say, plentitude of goodness? It's just a fun one. It just rolls off your tongue. But we all desire to be filled with abundance in our life. But is abundance enough? Does it really get you where you want to be? Those that seem to have an overflow of great stuff happening in their lives still seem to be searching out. There's something missing. They still want more. Yet we, the onlookers, the bystanders, we wish we could be more like them. Think about your celebrities, the people you watch on TV, your YouTube stars. Maybe you have a fascination with somebody and you're just like, gosh darn it, I just wish I could have half of what they have. But if you were to dive deeper into their story, they're still searching for something. Something is still missing. Is abundance enough? Well, I'm here to tell you that it's not. When you have everything, you still want more. Abundance doesn't give you what you want. It creates a bigger void. You want more. You never, ever can have enough. However, when you are living out your purpose and growing in God's way for your life, the bumps and bruises, mountaintops and valley lows, you are scaling a cliff that blesses more than you experience. And when you're in the middle of the messes, you can't see those blesses. It just seems like you're just barely getting by. You only see the mess. However, the gifts go far beyond anything you can imagine. It does take, though, belief and faith in the journey. Is abundance enough? Are you living out your day with the search for what you hope will happen tomorrow? How would you answer that question right now, right here, in this moment? Are you living out your day with the search for what you hope will happen tomorrow? So let's pretend that whatever you do today is going to get you further into your tomorrow. But what if what you did right now doesn't have any bearing on what's going to happen tomorrow? Would you still do it? That's a tough question. Because we all have what? Expectations. We all have perspectives that if we do something, then this will happen. And we do that for what? for control. We're searching out for a particular answer or result. We want a certain outcome. Are you living out your day with the search for what you hope will happen tomorrow? But I got to tell you, you only have today. You're promised right now, this moment, this second. Now, I'm not saying that you need to go and live your life as if you're going to die in the next second. No, because, okay, that's for a totally different episode and probably for a totally different podcast. Because I don't want you to live out and kind of dread your days. We can have that spiral into something very, very, very negative. But what God promises us right now is now. You only have today. And with the crazy busy schedules juggling all the apples and oranges of your day, you barely have the strength and energy to fulfill your unique purpose. Is abundance enough? Do you really need to have it all in order to have it all? Do you? Your perspectives and how you see things reflect your actions and reactions throughout your day. It's the breaking point of trusting what you don't know and living out what God knows. His abundance is enough, but not yours, not mine. Our abundance, it doesn't count for anything, but God's abundance is everything. If abundance then isn't the answer, then what is? Well, you have to give up what you know and trust what you don't know. Let God supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You do this by relinquishing control and surrendering. That is your KISS the Keep It Simple strategy. Relinquish control and surrender. But what does that look like? I mean, come on, I got to control the schedule. I got to take care of the kids. Somebody's got to know what's going on in this world. Yes. That's true. However, it's not the control and the surrender that we think. So what does it look like? What does surrender look like? How does relinquishing control really serve you? You know, we're all listening to that station, What's in It for Me, WIIFM. It's a great station, right? Yeah, not one that God wants us to tap into. He wants us to relinquish control and surrender. So how do we do that? And is it even possible? Well, let's break it down. Number one, acknowledge that God is supreme, omnipotent. He is the Almighty. He can move a mountain if he so chooses. He can cause a flood and stop a flood. He is supreme over all, everything, the wind, the moon, the stars, you and I, the animals, the plants. We have to acknowledge that. And if we're being honest, that is something that we as humans, because we have these earthly minds and it's hard for us to have the heavenly perspective. But we kind of just think that sometimes God is like a superhero. And we forget that he goes far beyond anything we can imagine. If you were standing there at the Red Sea and you all of a sudden saw the waters part, would you not be a little bit like kind of dumbfounded? Like, oh my gosh, am I imagining this or is this really, really happening? We have so much out there that really doesn't give much to our own imagination, right? We go to the movies and they create all these scenes and it's really cool, but God could go much further than anything we can imagine. You think Disney's great? Huh. Yeah, go even further than that. Acknowledge that God is supreme, omnipotent. He is the Almighty. He has unlimited powers. And that's a hard thing to do. And honestly, we need to do that on a daily basis. I know for me, I do sometimes forget that little part. I know he's there. But sometimes it's more like, okay, Lord, you're right here next to me. I feel like you're my friend. And so I do sometimes forget, wait, Lord, you can handle all of this. I don't need to sit here and worry and stew for no reason. acknowledge. Maybe you've had the opportunity to witness an incredible miracle. Maybe you've met someone who has gone through it. For me personally, I've had a miracle happen multiple times. I'll just tell you one story, though. We'll be here forever. When I was growing up, I had warts on my hands. And as a girl, you know how kind of, you know, conscious you are about your hands. And when I say I had warts on my hands, I'm not talking like two or three or four or five. I had over 40 warts covering my hands. I went to doctors and I had procedures done. I used to cut them off myself. I know this probably sounds horrible, doesn't it? But I did. I would cut one down so much that I would cause it to bleed and it would scab over and it didn't help any. We went to the doctors and we did this horrible thing called freezing. And it's not like this kind of Compound W. No, Compound W is not a sponsor of this program. I'm just telling you because that's what I tried back then. And we would, you know, they would try to freeze it that way, you know, over the counter type Compound W. No, this was going into the office. And there's this like this huge jar. Now, remember, I was much younger. Back then, I was in elementary school. And it just looked like, you know how dry ice it gets all this cool stuff looking like, well, that's what it looked like to me. And they put it down and it burned as all get out. And I was like, you're doing this to me. Oh, I was just crying and sobbing. I didn't want it, but I also didn't want the over 40 warts on my hands. It's really bad that when you're going to play Red Rover, Red Rover, and no one wants to hold your hands because they're afraid of catching what's ever on them. Nothing worked for me. Nothing. And I was like, okay, that's it. I guess I'm just going to have this disease. And I didn't understand it. And I just began praying. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. We've tried. Please heal my warts. Take them away from me. One morning I woke up and they were gone. No explanation. Gone. That was at a very, very young age. I was in elementary school. Acknowledge that God is supreme. Maybe you haven't had anything miraculous happen in your life, but listen to other people's stories and allow your mind to really go to a place that our earthly mind won't allow us. Number two, breathe in and out. Know what is before you and be looking for what God wants you to see. That means you need to be present right now in the moment. What are you doing right now? Be all in right now. Notice what's around you. Look around. If you're driving, if you're running, if you're on that treadmill, what are you feeling? Your heart pounding. What's out the window? Maybe you're running on the sidewalk. Did you just see a squirrel or a beautiful bluebird fly by you? Maybe it's starting to spit at you with raindrops. Maybe you're in the kitchen cooking dinner and you're smelling just the sweet aroma of what you're cooking in the oven. Be present for where you are right now, yet be looking forward. Be looking beyond the moment and look what God wants you to see. There are so many things we miss in the day because we are so busy. Get your head out of the daggum computers. Get your head from being buried in Netflix. Get your head out of looking down and start looking up and looking forward toward God, not away from Him. We're burying ourselves way too much. And what is that? It's a distraction. That's the last thing we need to be doing when we want to relinquish control and surrender. Breathe in and out. It's our pause button. We need to be using it more often. Don't get so busy that you forget that God is in the little stuff of your everyday. And finally, number three, cleanse your heart. Don't put expectations on God. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I love that psalm. It comes from chapter 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, meaning that erase all those expectations, what you think should happen. That's that childlike faith coming back to life. Remember the little elementary girl who no one wanted to hold her hand because she was covered with warts? If I had just continued to say, you know what? We've tried everything. Obviously, God doesn't want my warts healed. And I didn't ask him. I didn't continually pray about it. Then where would I be today? I don't know. Don't put expectations on God. Cleanse your heart of it. Move forward with a clean heart. Let God show you what he has in store for you. Now, I got to tell you, this control thing, this surrender is daggum difficult. This is a battle that you will fight on a daily basis and sometimes moment by moment. Sometimes you'll get it all right and you'll be like, yes. And the next time you're like, oh my gosh, I'm drowning. What was I thinking? And it can be in the big stuff and the little stuff. But it always shows up in our messes called life. We've got to understand that abundance is a good thing, but it's not our abundance. It's God's abundance. That's when it's enough. But if you're trying to live out your abundance, your definition of what it is, when is enough going to be enough for you? When will you have this bountiful blessing? When will you say, I have the best house ever? When will you say, I have the best job ever? When will you say, I have the best husband ever? When will you say, I have the best children ever? You won't, because you will always want more. Relinquish control and surrender. Now, this battle, you're going to fight. And it's a hard battle to fight alone. I know I fight it all the time. I'm a woman who loves control. But I'm one who knows she can't live that way. God showed me in a very, very turbulent time in my life. He turned everything upside down. Now, do I have it perfect yet? No way. I'm so not there. But I work on it daily. And sometimes I get it spot on, and other times I'm just a hot mess. But God still loves me anyway. And guess what? He shows me more. I learn more of his mercy and grace. I understand unconditional love. But you have to be willing to fight the battle to go in. But doing it alone, it's tough. If you're one who says, oh my gosh, I've been trying to create this whole thing of this is what I want instead of living what God wants for me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a complimentary coaching call with me. Don't wait another second. If you've got the urge, click on the link. That will begin our conversation. You matter. You are that important. It's time for you to be living the life that God has designed for you. You can relinquish the control and surrender. Your first step, click on that link and let's set up that coaching time together. Is abundance enough? Have you been living the life of, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to reach the top and I'm going to prove everybody wrong. Is that what God wants you to do? Now, if God is telling you to do something and it does require you to climb mountaintops and valleys and go through everything, then yes, you keep going. But if you're living out your definition of abundance, then that's where it needs to stop. Remember, God's abundance is enough. Don't put expectations on what God is creating for you. Open your heart, open your mind, and let God show you what to find. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.